the first day of the blessed month of Tuba, the martyrdom of Saint Stephen the Archdeacon. On this day in the year 37 AD, the great Saint Stephen was martyred. He was an archdeacon and the first martyr, and therefore is also called the proto-martyr. He was chosen among six other deacons, full of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and faith, for the diaconate service and the ministry of the poor. Stephen preached and did great wonders and signs among the people. His personality and miracles incited the envy and resistance of the Hellenistic Jews, who were not able to oppose the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. The Jews seized him and brought him to the council, and they accused him of blaspheming against the temple and the law. Stephen stood before them and reviewed his argument in a profound historical and elaborate illustration. His words were convincing and fiery, and they saw his face as the face of an angel. They ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. As he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," Stephen saw the glory of the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. And then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, his soul departed to the Lord. Devout Christians carried Saint Stephen's pure body and buried him with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Lawendianus, also called Leontius, the Syrian, was martyred during the reign of Emperor Maximianus. He summoned the saint and tried to entice him with much money to deny his Christian faith in the Lord Christ. However, Lawendianus refused and remained steadfast in his faith. The emperor was enraged and ordered many tortures to be inflicted upon him. The saint endured all of these tortures, and the Lord Christ strengthened and healed him. When the emperor grew weary of tormenting the saint, he ordered that Lawendianus be beheaded, and so the saint received the crown of martyrdom. The Lord manifested many signs through his body, and his report spread throughout Syria. Many churches and monasteries were built in his name. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 304 AD, Saint Dioscorus and his brother Asclepius were martyred. These two saints were the sons of a lay leader in the city of Achmene. He was wealthy and cared to raise his children up well. And when they became young men, they went to Mount Achmene and became disciples to an ascetic saint called Father Moises, who dwelt near a spring of water. Shortly after that saint felt that his departure was drawing near, he called them and commended them to be steadfast in the faith and to keep the commandments of the Lord. He then blessed them and delivered up his pure spirit. They shrouded him and buried him with great veneration, and they lived after his departure in spiritual struggle, asceticism, prayers, and resisting the devil's warfare. These two saints went down one day to the city of Achmene to buy what they needed, and the people of the city seized them and took them to the bishop, who ordained Dioscorus a priest and Asclepius a deacon. When they returned back to the mountain, many of the brethren gathered around them to be discipled at their hands. They built a small church on the mountain, which became a spiritual center, and God granted them the gift of healing the sick and casting out spirits. These two saints lived in the wilderness for 45 years among the brethren in great joy, practicing the life of praise and thanksgiving as they were in paradise. Anba Odagius, Bishop of Acme, visited the wilderness and met them, and he encouraged them to be firm in their faith and to endure the persecution that would befall them with joy. 1 month after the departure of Enba Odagius, Arianus, the governor of Ancina, came to Achmin and demanded the Christians to worship the idols. Michael, the archangel, appeared to Saint Dioscorus and his brother Aesculapius and told him to go down the mountain to bear witness to the Lord Christ in Achmin and receive the crown of martyrdom. They rejoiced for this calling and made arrangements for someone else to lead those who had followed them as their disciples. After the two brothers went down the mountain, they continued to encourage the Christians to endure the suffering. The governor heard about these two brothers, so he summoned and imprisoned them. And the next morning he proposed for them to raise incense to the idols that had been carved from stone. And the brothers replied, "We do not sacrifice for the gods, nor do we forget those who gave their souls to the Lord Christ, for we saw them ascending before us to heaven, and we are ready to die like them. And whatever you wish to do, do it to us, so we can join our brethren." The governor became angry and ordered the soldiers to torment them and imprison the brothers. 40 soldiers guarded them, headed by the two captains, Akotios, also called Akurios, and Philemon. In the middle of the night, the angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Dioscorus and told him, "Rise up and pray for Akotios and Philemon and their soldiers, for they will precede you." The saint thought that one of the Christians was talking to him, so he asked him, "How can I stand up now?" And the angel replied, "Rise up and pray, for the Lord loosens that which binds you." Immediately the chains were loosened, and also all the chains of all the confessors. And they all stood up, praising God. A heavenly light was shining over Akotios and Philemon, the captains of the guard. And when the soldiers saw all of that, they went to Arianus and also confessed to the Lord Christ, and the governor ordered that the soldiers be beheaded. Later on, the governor ordered to behead the two saints, Dioscorus and Aesculapius, and thus they received the crown of martyrdom. A monastery after their names is located in the Acme Mountain, known as the Monastery of the Martyrs. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.